Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. A Thursday morning in the Delaware Valley, and there aren't a lot darker days than this one. There are not many days where you have a sports franchise in your city that you sacrifice years for to put a product on the court that might win you a championship. And then at the epic moment, the closest moment you can get to actually taking the next big step, that team before your very eyes, before the fans of your city, crumples and dies and chokes. And that is what you witnessed last night when the Sixers blew a 26-point lead and lost to an inferior team, the Atlanta Hawks. Welcome to the show this morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to pace myself because the yelling's going to get bad here. Charles said, in fact, give me one more for Charles. Charles Barkley doesn't know there's the Odyssey app. Charles Barkley is waiting for us. He's calling us out to get out there today and let the Sixers know how you feel about the debacle last night. Here's Charles.
I really want to fly to Philly and just listen to the radio tomorrow on my off day. And let me tell you something, they deserve to get roasted.
All right. Now it's your job and our job to roast them. Al's here. Al will be a roaster. Rhea's here. She will roast throughout the morning. All right. By the way, none of us have slept that great because we were all up to see it. And we have brought in a guest roaster who knows more basketball than all of us. And I'm hoping he will take his animus up a level. Ladies and gentlemen, former Sixers GM, Billy King. Hi, Billy.
Good morning.
I'll just start with you. How bad was that?
It was epic. In the third quarter, though, I felt it.
Before the collapse.
Yeah, because they were turning the ball over, taking bad shots, not guarding. It was almost like they just thought, well, this is just going to happen. And Atlanta kept playing, and it was just watching it. It was like watching a movie that we had saw already take place again. And there was no emotion. But in the third quarter, I said, they're going to lose this game.
Yeah.
And they were up 20.
Even as it was, even where the odds, I was monitoring the odds. Yeah. ESPN gives you the odds. Yeah. At one point, it was 99.9.
Yep. Yeah.
You know why it was? I'm going to tell you why. Because in the last 25 years, the Sixers have had a lead of 25 points in 165 games. And until last night, they were 165-0. They had never blown that lead in the fourth quarter. Never. And they blew it in the biggest game of the year. Yeah. Al, I listen to me. I don't even know what to say. I've been here for chokes. I don't think they could have thrown anything at us we haven't seen in all the years we've been here.
Yeah.
That was at another level of choke.
It's the biggest choke since I wasn't even here.
Yeah.
I've been here forever. I wasn't here for that Black Friday Phillies, but that's
in, it's 1964.
No,
1977.
77. 64 is the most notorious.
Yeah, but that wasn't one game. Yeah. That wasn't
that
one
was
game.
That was 10 days.
Yes.
Yeah, this was one game.
this was unbelievable.
No, this was 99% on ESPN. 99.7.
No. And they did it with the Gabe. No. It's almost impossible to lose the Gabe, and they did
no,
it.
No, there are people who are going to wake up this morning and won't believe when they hear the news. No.
All right, now, I'm going to name your names, because that's what Charles wants me to do. Yeah. So I'm going to name them for you, all right? And I'm going to start with Doc Rivers.
Yes.
Because Doc Rivers coached a putrid second half of that basketball
He's
game.
Coached a poor series.
Oh, my God. Yes, he has. But in that game, could you have one answer for what's going on? In the second half, two Sixers got field goals.
Yes, two.
Billy, 24 minutes, other than Embiid and Curry, no one got a field goal. How are you supposed to win?
You're not. You're not. There's no way you can win. Like in 2001, we had Allen, who was our only scorer.
Yeah.
But other guys figured out to get a couple buckets because they double teamed them. In this game, I don't know in any NBA game that you can say there's going to be two guys that only score in the second half, and especially in a playoff game.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I don't even think I can use this word, and I'm going to use it. No. That's how angry I am today. Allen Iverson had something that Ben Simmons doesn't have and Tobias Harris doesn't have. He had balls.
Yeah.
You understand? In a big moment in a game, give me the ball. You saw Harris and Simmons
shy away.
Hide. Okay. Al, I think there was a moment where Simmons was hiding under the bench, under the, one of those chairs.
Yeah.
He did not want to go near the ball because he couldn't hit a free throw.
Yeah.
Now, so I got to see what they say after that thing. That's history. I'm watching history. So Doc Rivers comes out and says something incredibly stupid based on what I just said. Could you come out and express confidence? Rhea, can you express confidence having seen one of the great collapses in the history of American sports?
He was entirely too casual for me.
Listen to it.
Well, we'll get back up. I mean, we'll be back here for game seven. I believe that, you know. The mood was down. It was awful. What would you think it would be? It would have to be, right? And so this is part of sports. You know, you have some awful moments in it. There is no guaranteed path to getting to your goal. We have made this hard on ourselves. We have to own up to that, all of us. And then we have to get up and be ready for the next game. And it's going to be a crazy atmosphere. Good. We'll be ready for it.
Yeah, you weren't ready for this one. Now you got to be ready for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Billy, I understand he has to be philosophical, all this, right? But are we supposed to buy that they're going to go out on the road? You've got a Joel Embiid who's carrying the whole team and running out of gas before the end of it because he's carrying the whole team. Because no one else will step up except Seth Curry out of nowhere last night with 36 points, all right? But how do you expect me to feel any confidence that you can rescue this disaster based on what we saw in the second half last night? He doesn't believe it either.
But he's got to say it.
I know he's
got to say
it.
Job.
Does he believe it?
Maybe.
all right. Now, let me get – Al, there's so much here to cover. I got to do Ben here.
All right.
Ben's been in the crosshairs of this city for a long time.
Yes, deservedly so.
In every case.
Yes.
But Ben Simmons, Al, 4-for-14 from the free throw line, ineffective as a point guard, nowhere to be found at the end of a game when they were desperate for another offensive, even if it was just a 5-foot bank shot. Could you take a shot? Ladies and gentlemen, for the third time in the 5 games of this series, Ben Simmons did not take a shot from the field in the fourth quarter. That is $172.5 million for nothing.
Yep.
For nothing. And then Harris went and hide. But anyway, here's Ben. Listen, here's where he gives you a lot back, though, Al. Here's where you'll get a lot back. Here's him talking about his problems at the free throw line.
Hey, Ben, you were at like 67% from the foul line before the All-Star break. Do you have any explanation for why your free throw shooting has dropped off like this?
No idea, but I need to get back. That's on me.
Oh, okay. That helped. And then, Al, he was explaining why he was now more assertive offensively, particularly in the second half. Got to hear this. Listen to this.
Ben, you shot 5 times in the last 6 quarters. Why is that? Is it something they're doing? Is it circumstance? Do you think you should be, again, more aggressive?
Yeah, I think we just slow down too much. I think we get too comfortable with that lead, slow down too much, and spacing also. You know, we're not running as hard. So I think we do those things, it's going to open up and then give me my lanes to, you know, be aggressive.
Spacing.
Billy, he's a point guard.
Yes.
Right? So
yes.
He's saying here the pace wasn't right and the spacing wasn't right. Who's responsible for those things?
That's him. That's the point guard.
Then I don't understand.
And that's the thing about it is the point guard, you dictate the pace, you dictate who gets the ball,
you're
in control.
What kind of idiocy is that? How dumb is that?
I think what he's doing, he's repeating what Doc told. Right. It sounds like what Doc told them post-game, and he's just repeating it.
Well, and then let me get quickly to Tobias. I want to get as many calls in as I can, as quickly as I can. But Tobias Harris, Al, he's useless in a close game.
Yeah.
All I can think, whenever he's out there not taking the shot, he passed up a shot that he had to take inside the last 10 seconds. Would not shoot it. You know why Joel didn't talk after the game?
Because he was ticked off.
He couldn't restrain himself. Yep. So after the game, Tobias is asked to shed some light on the team collapsing. Listen to us.
Hey, Tobias, you guys had an 18-point lead in the previous game, and you had a 26-point in this one. Why does it seem like the team is having some issues holding on to the leads late in the games?
It's a great question. You know, I don't know right now. I mean, that's a tough one to answer.
Oh, okay. Well,
I have an answer if you want
that
one.
Helped a lot. Go ahead.
When your entire karma has been built on losing, it's what you do really well.
Yeah, and that's true. And that precedes him, really, right?
Yeah, but he's part
anyway,
of it.
Anyway, let me get to the post game. Because, Al, there was no way you could turn that off, right? So they go to the post game on NBC Sports Philadelphia. And I think that all they needed was to drape the crepe, the black crepe,
for a funeral.
Yeah. Right? That's what they needed to do. But they were not holding back. Mark Jackson, he had Simmons in his sights, and he got him. Listen to this.
Ben Simmons, 2 for 4. Four shots. Four shots in 38 minutes. I'll be the bad guy here. 4 for 14 from the free throw line. That can't work for a, quote, superstar. A team finished the number one seed fighting to get to the championship is a pretty good favor to at least get to the Eastern Conference Finals. That doesn't work, period. 2 for 4 shooting is unacceptable for a superstar, part of a big three for the number one seed in the East. I'll be the bad guy. Call Mr. Jackson the bad guy. That's unacceptable, period.
Jim Lynham was sitting next to Mark Jackson. And Jim Lynham, Al, who has seen a lot of basketball, a lot of basketball. Well, you would have thought somebody served him a bad clam. And when he was looking at the stat sheet and he saw Ben 4 for 14 at the free throw line, Al, you realize if he hit 4 of those?
No.
If he was 8 for 14, they would have won the game.
You can go to every game.
Yeah.
They would have swept this series.
But he can't shoot a free throw.
They'd be in the Eastern Conference Finals already.
Yeah. Listen to Jimmy Lynham as he mulls over 4 for 14.
You know, like a dilemma is something that doesn't lend itself to easy solution. And Ben Simmons, to me, he personifies that. 4 for 14 is unacceptable in terms of foul shooting for a superstar. I got news for you. 4 for 14 is unacceptable for anybody that's playing in a basketball game on any level.
And finally, I got plenty of this stuff. I'll be playing it all morning. You know where you have to go. The first thing I thought of is Stephen A. Smith.
Yep.
Stephen A. Smith, Al, was frothing at the mouth. He had foam coming out of the corners of his mouth because he's a Sixer guy. He covered him brilliantly for the Inquirer for many years. Here's a little sample of Steven after the game.
What a disgrace. What a disgraceful performance. You blow a 26-point lead. God help the Sixers, they lose this series. Y'all ain't gonna never be able to live this down. Seriously.
He's the best.
There's more from Steven, but I don't want to. I want to go right to the calls because this show today, ladies and gentlemen, is yours. Do you understand? When there are epic moments like this, your voice is as important or more important than ours because you get to express what you witnessed last night in a historic choke by your basketball team. Walter in Brookhaven kicks us off this morning. Hi, Walt.
Good morning, everybody.
What are you feeling, Walt?
I am just sick. It's just unbelievable. What a collapse. It's just, I mean, the whole team. I mean, like you guys said, the second half, only two people scored in the second half. And Tobias Harris and Ben Simmons are the main culprits. I mean, Tobias Harris, he was 2 for 11. Ben Simmons was 2 for 4 of field goal shooting, and Tobias Harris was 2 for 11. And Tobias Harris never even got a field goal, a free throw shot. If he just got fouled twice, that would have been 4 points. We would have won the game. And Ben Simmons, he, you know, everybody knows how bad he played. And he's been playing bad the whole series.
But it wasn't his fault, though. The pacing, the spacing and the pacing were both off.
Yeah.
It was his responsibility, but it's, yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? It wasn't his base or his space.
He's not a point guard.
No. Thank you. I got to ask you something, Billy, before we go any further here, because, Billy, you've seen a lot of basketball, too.
Yeah.
Do you ever see a whole half where only two players were able to hit a field goal?
No.
In a half? In 24 minutes in the NBA?
It's not even thinkable that that would happen, especially when the guys are like Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
The guy that's going to score. You would think that Tobias is going to get easy shots because they're going to double Joel Embiid.
Exactly.
Or Ben's going to get shots just driving because they're going to double Joel Embiid, and especially when Seth Curry is making shots because now they're keying on him jumping up. You're going to get easy open looks. But I've been watching video and stats here.
Yeah.
Guys, they did not want the ball. They were shying away from getting shots, getting open. Tobias disappeared. And when you're making that kind of money, I know Ben is, you know, everybody's killing Ben, but Ben's known not to be a scorer. Tobias, that's what you're here for. That's your job. You're not a defender. You're not a rebounder. Your job is to score the basketball.
All right, Walter, this is an epic moment on this show already today. Billy King, the former GM of the Sixers, just said, other than the two players that scored field goals, the other players did not want the basketball.
Didn't.
They did not want the responsibility to help their team win a game they once led by 26 points. What does that tell you about the character of that team?
They choked.
Yeah.
They don't have any of the things that you were saying earlier, the cojones. Last week, Al told me I had rocks in my head. I want to know what he thinks now.
No, you don't have rocks in your head. He has rocks in his hands.
The rocks are what Ben is throwing toward the basket on those rare occasions where he shoots.
It's extremely rare.
It's unbelievable. This is amazing that Billy King is saying to you, you can't indict a professional athlete more than to say in crunch time, with everything on the line, they were going, somebody else take it. I don't want it. I don't want it. And you know what's ironic about this? Allen Iverson would have loved that opportunity. I'll give you one more name, because we ended up with Tobias Harris because we didn't want Jimmy Butler. Do you think Jimmy Butler would have kept trying to hide in the last 5 minutes of that game last night? I'm even ripping Brett Brown out. Shame on you, Brett Brown. I hope you were comfortable. You don't want Jimmy on your team. He's a malcontent. Were you comfortable watching the game from your living room last night, you hack? You miserable hack. Thank
Brett
you.
Brett Brown.
Yeah, I got you.
Well, let's start with Doc Rivers.
I just got him.
He needs to get be going a lot more.
No, I have to get them on. No, we got 4 hours. Okay. I didn't want to leave out Brett Brown.
Can we dedicate a time just to go after Doc?
Justin's up next. Hi, Justin.
Hey, not so good morning.
Not so good. This is it was called in the NBC Sports Philadelphia website a catastrophe.
Leave it up to Philly sports teams. When we lose in style.
Wow. That's so true. Justin, what did you see? What bothered you about?
It was just disgusting that only two players scored, and I think it was like 3:29 left in the fourth quarter. It was like hot potato.
Yep.
You take the ball. It was ridiculous, but I still think the Eagles-Tampa Bay is a worse loss.
Yeah, that was awful, too. Billy was asking me this before the show. He said, is there anything worse? And obviously, I remember the Donovan McNabb puke Super Bowl in 05, and I remember the last game at the Vet, which is what you're referencing, Justin. And that was, again, a game that the Eagles were the better team.
And they got off to a lead in that game.
They were home. Yeah. They had a lead. But they didn't have a lead by 26 points. No, I'm not sure we've ever seen what we saw last night. That was, you needed Harry Heimlich and his entire family to apply the Heimlich maneuver to that basketball team last night, with the exception of Embiid, who needed a breathing apparatus because he was out of gas, and Curry, who couldn't believe he had 36 points.
Yeah, it was disgusting. I turned on the Phillies game after to cheer me up.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. They should have had Zach Wheeler in the Sixers game. They might have won. Thank you. Now, what you witnessed, ladies and gentlemen, that was history last night. And the thing about it, here's what I need to hear from today. Because, Al, I'm not there. I'm watching on TV.
Yeah.
The atmosphere in the Wells Fargo Center, that has been a great place for Sixers over the past few years, right? Everybody, Billy, I mean, you were there for lots of season. They're all standing, right? It's like if you're driving past a major car accident, and they're all staring down at the court, but they're not making any noise. They're looking down in shock, just pure shock. They can't believe what they're witnessing. I don't know what it sounded like in there. There wasn't much sound coming through the TV. But if you were there, could you give me an eyewitness report of the atmosphere at the end of that game? Because there was one game, Maria, that I remember leaving with a sick feeling in my face.
I remember that.
And that was a game five division finals against
the Cardinals.
St. Louis Cardinals, Al. And on the final play of the game, they lost 1-0. Ryan Howard blew out his Achilles.
Collapsed. And
we all stood there. We stood there. And he was groaning on the ground about, what, 3 strides from home plate. And we all looked at each other and went,
it's over.
We should stay. He's a really great player. But I'm sick to my stomach. I'm going home.
I was with you and Gail at that game. That's how I remember it vividly.
There have been awful games. Yeah. I'm not sure you're going to find one that is a bigger kick in the stomach than what you saw last night. 215-592. That was an all-timer. 215-592-9494. This show today's format is simple. I'm going to you to hear your opinions. WIP Sports Time, 621.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly.